Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
The component of having a trust absolutely negates ironclad the ability for a lien or a judgment to attach to you at any time whatsoever.
Real quick, before the episode, I want to give you a gift of 25% off, and that gift actually is from TransUnion Smart Move. Go to tenantscreening.com, create a free account, enter the code FAIRLESS at checkout for 25% off your next screening. Because as landlords, we tend to be most concerned with getting paid on time. You might also know that hundreds of thousands of landlords have to deal with the headaches of evicting tenants each year. Evicting a tenant can be painful, costing as much as $10,000 in court costs and legal fees, and take as long as 4 weeks to complete. What if there's a trusted way to help prevent the headaches of dealing with evicting a tenant? Make the smart move right from the start. Smart Move's online tenant screening solution can help you quickly understand if you're getting a reliable tenant, which will help you avoid potential problems such as non-payment and evictions. For a limited time, listeners of this podcast are invited to try Smart Move tenant screening for 25% off. Here's how Smart Move can help you find your next great tenant. Make a more informed decision with Smart Move's proprietary credit score built specifically for tenant screening, which predicts evictions 15% better than a typical credit score. Reduce non-payment risk with Smart Move's Income Insights Report, which enables you to analyze the applicant's income within minutes and determine if additional income verification is needed. Get critical information quickly with a full credit report, criminal background, and eviction history report. With over 5 million screenings completed, Smart Move can help you make a better leasing decision for your rental property. If you own a rental property, Smart Move can help you identify the right renter from the start so you can avoid the problems of non-payment or evictions. Don't put yourself at risk. Go to tenantscreening.com, create a free account, enter the code FAIRLESS at checkout for 25% off your next screening. With TransUnion Smart Move, you'll get great reports, great convenience, great tenants. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast where we only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of that fluffy stuff. With us today, Bruce Mack. How you doing, Bruce?
Fantastic. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, well, my pleasure. I want to know how you're doing so that we set the stage right out of the gate. And a little bit about Bruce. He is the owner and founder of Platinum Financing Group. He helps business owners achieve financial freedom and helps them find the right funding option for their own business. He's been involved in over $92 million in transactions. He's based in Woodland Hills, California. So with that being said, Bruce, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and your current focus?
Sure. Again, licensed financial advisor. I am an active real estate investor too. In a 3-year period of time, I bought, rehabbed, and flipped 160 properties. We had 3 teams, 28 employees, and we were going like a house of fire. So I understand what it is when it comes to real estate investing, and it's really my life's mission to help people from a financial perspective, not only attain their goals, but to protect their assets, because there's so many people that are predatory. And unfortunately, I'm seeing about 50% of the folks that are real estate investors at one point in time or another, they're getting involved with a lawsuit from somebody who wanted to take the hard work that they work so hard for and put it into their back pocket, unfortunate as it may be.
So how do you do that?
Great question. I've been on the quest for the holy grail of trusts for decades. And I've been involved with trusts and working in the capacity to see what's the absolute best trust that's out there. And what I came to find out is that entry-level trust is a living trust. And you may have heard of it who were on this call, and you may actually have a living trust. And that's a non-grantor trust. And it is good for 2 reasons. Reason number 1, for probate avoidance, and it does a good job of that. Reason number 2, for directing from the hereafter where you want your assets to go, who you want your heirs to be. But unfortunately, when it comes to asset protection, there isn't any, because it is a grantor lease and it doesn't have the type of clauses that it needs to and provisions in it for asset protection. And certainly the other ideal aspect of a properly constructed trust like the one that we have, which is a proprietary and copywritten document, there is no tax mitigation capabilities or components to that trust as well. So further research took me to finding about land trusts, which many of you may have heard of and potentially even have some of your properties in. And the land trust idea is not a bad idea. It's a glorified shell game, and it can help. The idea of a land trust is to take the property, and therefore at the recorder's office, your name's not on it. Therefore, if a predatory lawyer is trying to find you, ideally they can't, because you're not on title. However, unfortunately, good lawyers do good research, and they do many more things other than utilizing, say, LexisNexis and these types of asset search kinds of tools. And they're going to find you, they're going to tie you to the property, and unfortunately, they're going to go after you. The third thing that I've also seen is a lot of people mistakenly think that an LLC or a one LLC for one property is a great idea, because you're going to contain the virus. Usually, though, at the end of the day, I come to find out that most LLCs are what we call tightly held or closely held entities. They're held by you and a partner, or you, your partner, and your wife, which may be your partner as well. But the case is that the unfortunate reality is that the alter ego approach to piercing the corporate veil can be invoked. And once that is proved to be the case, that you were literally hiding behind the corporate shield and it was really you masquerading as you, as crazy as this may sound, if that corporate veil can be pierced, then the assets can be gotten, and this fallacy of one asset per one entity invokes the ability to shield all of your assets is also quite nonsensical, because they can go after other entities. They can come after you for future wages and earnings. And this can all become a horrible, horrible scenario. I know this because I myself was sued for $175,000. And it was an unfortunate situation. And it just couldn't have and or wouldn't have happened if I had the type of trust that I am aware of and that we work with the real estate clients on a day-to-day basis to protect their assets. So the component of having a trust absolutely negates ironclad the ability for a lien or a judgment to attach to you at any time whatsoever. Can't say that they're not going to sue you, but I can say that they're not going to be able to collect from you and or invade the trust to attach that asset and take that asset away from you, which is a bold statement and true with the provisions that we have in the type of trust. And then there's the other component. And actually, I wanted to take a breath and ask you, Joe, did you want to jump in for a second? Because I wanted to transition to the other aspect of the trust, which is the tax mitigation position in the stand of the information that is relative to that.
What's the name of this trust that you're referring to?
We call it the Titanium Asset Protection Trust.
What a name. The Titanium Asset Protection Trust. Okay, so I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an asset protection lawyer. Are you a lawyer?
I'm not a lawyer. I'm
You're not a lawyer. Okay.
Advisor.
You're a licensed financial advisor.
Yes.
What would a typical asset protection lawyer call your Titanium Asset Protection Trust?
My gosh. They may say a bunch of things, but there are a multitude of provisions that are in there. And the trust was granted 58 copyrights. So they might say some nasty words because they cannot copyright the trust. And the copyrights were granted going back to 1999. There are spendthrift provisions, non-grantor provisions, complex provisions, and a number of other provisions that are in the trust that give it the absolute impenetrable strength that it's got. Along with the fact that the IRS code 643 has been woven into the fabric of the trust. And as such, there are huge tax advantages. And there's an irrevocability clause I should also mention. And that irrevocability clause is one of the pieces that adds the tensile strength of the ability to crack into it. But irrevocability does not mean that you can't modify it. Meaning, should you wish to change beneficiaries and or change trustees at any time, you can with the stroke of a pen. But the other piece is the IRS 643 has been woven into the fabric of the trust, which offers huge tax advantages for investors.
So what approach would you give listeners who are hearing this and they're like, wow, this sounds great, but I'm not a lawyer. I don't know how to validate this and make sure that it is what it's intended to do or what Bruce is saying. Because if a lawyer looks at it, they're going to see all these copyrights and they may or may not be able to give advice on, yes, this is the way to go. Is that the best way for someone to do their due diligence on if this is right for them to just have their lawyer look at it?
You know, that's a question I get asked all the time. We went one step further. The law firm that I work with has an opinion letter. We're delighted to furnish that to any individual when we do a consult with them. And in the opinion letter, it also says if there was any issues, they're willing to take on and shoulder the defense. So that 19 odd years with 30,000 trust clients, not having had with all the tax preparers that we work with, having had one audit with the trust speaks volumes as to the integrity and as to the viability that this trust is really something special that the law firm is willing to put the reputation and their money where their mouth is.
And you're able to do that by having them draft it and then they approved it as a result of them working with you on drafting it.
Exactly.
So understanding,
I have a distribution agreement with the law firm. Most people know that I cannot remarket and sell, nor would I. Law work, that's a big no-no. I could get a major slap on the wrists, and I don't. Rather, what I am involved with is marketing and selling of the copyrights, which is a totally permissible act. And as such, I consult with potential clients. I go through a presentation, talk to them about the different components of the trust, including the tax advantage components. And then we move forward from there, get the trust paid for, and then the law firm actually drafts the trust. And then we get them with one of our tax professionals. And we've got enrolled agents with the IRS on staff. tax attorneys, we have CPAs, we have a plethora of people. And then those people actually do the day-to-day consulting with the client for one full year if they have any questions, along with doing the tax work, doing the 1040, the 1041, or whatever the other necessary tax work is for the client. So it's all-inclusive for the client.
Yeah, it sounds really intriguing. And you've obviously talked about this before, but I'm glad that you talked about the other types of trust, the living trust, the land trust, and the LLC, and the pros and cons for each of those. And I'm sure a lot of LLC owners have had a wake-up call for the easy-to-pierce-the-corporate-veil part, because it absolutely is easy to pierce that corporate veil. There's all sorts of things that you are likely doing that would allow someone to pierce that corporate veil.
I couldn't agree with you more, Joe, including, unfortunately, I've taken a look at tons of LLCs. About 50% of them are easily pierceable, even without going into this whole alter ego and facade scenario, just on the fact that they're not exercising the correct corporate governance of the LLC, which is a requirement to keep your records and keep them up to date and have your minutes and this and that and so on and so forth, and they're not doing it, and boom, you go into court and you don't have your LLC up to snuff, you're done.
Mm-hmm. What else that you work on would be relevant for us to talk about?
Well, briefly, let me talk about the tax implications, and then I'll scoot over to that other piece. There's a tax component, which is huge to the trust, and that's for tax deferral. So most of us are getting hit with long-term and short-term capital gains because we may be flippers, and or even if we're a buy and hold, at some point in time, we want to sell. And usually, most people these days are either contemplating taking it in the shorts and getting the long or short-term capital gains, or they're doing a 1031 exchange and they're trying to defer it out. But that's unfortunately a hamster on a treadmill type of an approach, because you have to stay on it, otherwise you get hit with the tax. Ours is very different because of the perpetuous tax deferral component. So we don't use 1031 exchanges and or need to. And when you're selling properties, we have the ability, because of IRS 643, to defer out the taxes as well as the rental and lease income. This is a huge component, guys, in perpetuity. And perpetuity means that the tax does not become due until the trust distributes, and the trust distributes 21 years after the last of the beneficiaries and the beneficiaries' heirs decease. So I'm talking about a huge opportunity for real estate investors to be able to have more access to more cash, because on an annualized basis, they're paying less in tax because it's deferred out in perpetuity. And this is the other part of the value proposition of the trust. Mm-hmm. But moving from there, we also have our other division. We really have two divisions. We have our trust division. We have our financing division. And our financing division specializes in doing unique types of financing. One of them would be, we have a revolving lines of credit program, which features 0% APR for up to 21 months. And it's a stated program, and there's no collateralization. So you don't need to tie up a property or do cross collateralization. We have our term loan program, which as term loans from anywhere from $1,000 to $50,000, and you can stack those, and that's a FICO-driven product. Again, it's not a asset-based or asset-driven program. And then we also have an IRA and 401k rollover program that is very different than your traditional self-directed with checkbook capabilities. We have checkbook capabilities, but we have the ability, because it is a hybrid of one of those programs, where the person does not have the self-dealing restrictions that they normally have imposed on them with their traditional IRA or 401k rollover. You can work with your family. And likewise, you can also do and take on recourse loans with this type of structure with our business-directed retirement account, which again is a huge win, because in a normal self-directed environment, you can only take on a non-recourse loan, and many, many banks, there's only a few out there that'll even do non-recourse loans. And if they do, they're at higher APRs, as well as the fact that they are also, unfortunately, only going to lend you about 50% of value. So this is another huge win. If you have an IRA or a 401k and it's rollable, or it's been rolled to one of the third-party administrators, and you would like to be able to free up that money to be able to use the money for any business purpose, not just highly defined ones like real estate or stocks and bonds, but any business purpose, then this is something else that might be of interest for us to have a discussion on, because it's a great program and it's worked for many, many of our clients.
What's the downside to it relative to the other programs that's typically used?
There really isn't any downside to it other than getting it set up. We have our ERISA attorney, and they do have checkbook capabilities, so there's really no downside. There's a $110 monthly administration cost, but you're going to have an administration cost in any event if you've got a self-directed. They usually take a percentage of how much you've got in there or annualized fees. So I'm scratching my head on that one, Joe, to come up with a negative. I'd like to, but I can't, and I haven't for years, so we keep utilizing and going back to the BDRA as a phenomenal, phenomenal program for clients.
Well, taking a step back, just assessing based on your overall experience as a advisor as well as an investor, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Wow. What's my best real estate investing advice ever? To take your deals, if you're a newer investor, take all of your deals to not one, but two people that you highly respect and trust that are more seasoned real estate investors, and have them tell you why they don't like the deal or what is it in the deal that might not work. Mm-hmm. So that you're fully apprised and assessed of what it is that you're looking at, and you don't have what I would call the financial stardust in your eyes and are going into the deal without knowing what the potential downsides are. If you do that and you hear those negatives and you flush them out and you still like the deal, then by all means, proceed forward with the deal.
Wonderful advice. I hadn't heard that. I love that approach. The taking it to two people, I was like, okay, and have them look at the deal. No. You said why they don't like the deal and why the deal might not work. I love framing it that way. Thanks for sharing that.
Absolutely.
We're going to do a lightning round. You ready for the best ever lightning round?
All right, let's rock.
All right, let's do it. First, a quick word from our best ever partners. If you own a rental property, TransUnion SmartMove can help you identify the right renter from the start so you can avoid the problems of non-payment or evictions. Don't put yourself at risk. Go to tenantscreening.com, create a free account, enter the code FAIRLESS at checkout for 25% off your next screening. With TransUnion SmartMove, you'll get great reports, great convenience, great tenants. Best ever listeners, we have launched bestevercauses.com. That's bestevercauses.com. We profile a nonprofit or a cause that is near and dear to our heart, get the word out about their cause, and also donate money towards their cause. If you'd like to, one, learn more about the causes that we're profiling, we do one a month, then go to bestevercauses.com. And if you want to suggest a cause that we profile that is near and dear to your heart, then go to bestevercauses.com. And there's a little form at the bottom of the page where you can submit one and we'll check it out. Best ever book you've recently read?
Oh my gosh, so many. One Minute Manager.
What's a mistake you've made in business?
Not having a trust in protecting my assets because I got my butt sued, and boy, did it hurt financially.
Did you lose that 175?
I lost the 175.
What happened?
I was doing a lot of pre-foreclosures. I was in the Vegas Metroplex. I had a door knocker who actually was a previous client who got an equity split, and he was out there pounding the pavement. We found a guy who was a couple weeks away from losing his house. He brought him over to the office. We signed the paperwork, did a tabletop closing. Everything was great. And then I got sued. In the points and authorities, the guy alleged, are you ready for this?
Yep.
That he was kidnapped and he was incarcerated and was being held at our office under duress, and that he was also drunk as a skunk.
Huh.
I had to obligate myself during this time to keep the mortgage payments current because, of course, it would have slipped into foreclosure, and then Lord knows it would have been a multi-million-dollar suit. I had to pay the gardener, I had to pay the pool guy, I had to pay the utilities, and I had to deal with this trauma, which was the mental anguish of this was worse than the financial anguish, which would have not been there had I had a trust, and this whole thing could have gone away.
What's the best ever deal you've done?
Oh my gosh. Other than some apartment buildings where I was able to receive in excess of $500,000, two very quick deals come to mind. One was a design build. When I was living in Las Vegas, I bought the dirt, designed the house. It was a 7,500 square foot house, and did a turnkey for $1.2 million, lived in the house for a couple of years and sold it for $3.4 million. So that was a really good payday. And from rehab and flips on an equity split from a distressed homeowner, we turned over $150,000 on a property and were able to pay out similarly to the other party, as well as save the guy's bacon from foreclosure.
Best ever way you'd like to give back to the community?
By helping people and educating them so that they truly can experience financial freedom in all ways, shapes, and forms.
Best ever way the listeners can get in touch with you and learn more about what you're doing?
Sure. You can email me, bruce@platinumtrustgroup.com. Again, that's bruce@platinumtrustgroup.com. I'm fearful, but I love to talk to people. And should you wish to, I'll give you my direct line. Please use it, but I also like to put a caveat. Please don't abuse it. My direct line is 702-371-2345. Likely, your best solution is to get onto platinumtrustgroup.com and book an appointment for a complimentary consultation. I'm delighted to sit down and learn about you, learn about your situation, and see how we can't save your assets and also help you potentially with some tax advantages that we're aware of that we would like to tell you about.
Well, Bruce, thank you for sharing what you and your team have come up with. The Titanium Asset Protection Trust, very intriguing, and also talking through the pros and cons for the other trusts or other entity structures, as well as the tax benefits that you mentioned, and then the best ever advice, regardless of if you're looking for asset protection. If you're a real estate investor, take the deals to two people who are more seasoned and ask them what they don't like about them, what in the deal might not work. That's a great way to have a litmus test for your deals built into it. So thanks for being on the show. Hope you have a best ever day. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much, Joe. And I really appreciate the opportunity to come on the show today.
Best ever listeners, we have launched bestevercauses.com. That's bestevercauses.com. We profile a nonprofit or a cause that is near and dear to our heart, get the word out about their cause, and also donate money towards their cause. If you'd like to, one, learn more about the causes that we're profiling, we do one a month, then go to bestevercauses.com. And if you want to suggest a cause that we profile that is near and dear to your heart, then go to bestevercauses.com. And there's a little form at the bottom of the page where you can submit one and we'll check it out.